something. Good.
Unless the Rob would like to put this on.
Yeah, come inside.
Good.
Does it pick up the...
Yeah, it does. I just wanted to make sure.
Rolling?
We're rolling, yes, Rabbi.
Tzahorayim Tovim. Good afternoon, everybody. You know, I say Tovim as opposed to Tov. Because Tzahorayim is plural. So it wouldn't make sense to say Tzahorayim Tov. It doesn't make sense. Tzahorayim is already... What's the shortish of the word Tzahorayim?
Tzohar,
which is what? Tzohar, ta'ase la'teva, maze. It's a window. Afternoon is between the two windows of the day. The window, first window of the day is zricha, nitz, when the sun rises. Second window of the day is shkia, sunset. Tzahorayim is right in the middle, right between the two windows. Shamatim? Now, see? As follows, we are on page Kavav, Toda. Yeah, we're almost done this this shahr. Ha'ikara Yisrim, the 20th and final principle of Teshuvah. So it's funny, the Rambam narrows it down to four, and what the Rambam makes, gives four yesodot for, Rabbi Yonah gives 20. Okay. Ha'ikara Yisrim, Na'ashiv Rabbi Me'avon, this is where we're in the middle of this, that being machzir people b'tshuva. The final principle of tshuva is after you've completed your tshuva, you got to bring the message to others. You have to inspire other people. Shneimar, this is, you know, the first ancient kirov. This is what kirov means, bringing message to other people, trying to help other people. There's kiruv rechokim, and there's kiruv krovim. Kiruv krovim is also important, bringing people who are even closer. Shneimar, shuvu vehashivu mikor pish'achem. למדו כי זה מעיקרי התשובה, ונאמר, הוכח תוכח את עמיתך ולא תיסע עליו חטא. למדנו, אם לא יוכיחנו, יענש על חטאיו, like we said last time. If you have the ability to be מוכיח, we went off on a tangent speaking about תוכחה, rebuke nowadays, the art. You remember what the Chazon Ish calls the art of rebuke? And if you can't do it well,
don't do it at all.
Don't do it at all. Why? Because you can do more harm than good. You can ממש send the person off. למדנו כי אם לא יוכיחנו, יענש על חטאיו, ודוד עליו שלום אמר במזמור התשובה על המדף הושעים דרכיך וחטאים אליך ישוב. הנה, השלמנו באור עיקרי התשובה. This marks the end of the explanation of the principles of תשובה. ועתה שים על לבבך להתבונן בדברים המעכבים את התשובה. Pay very close attention to things which prevent us from being חוזר בתשובה שלמה. רצוננו לומר, כי מי שפורק עולו ונכשל באחד מהם תמיד, if there's one of the principles that you keep on transgressing of תשובה, that's going to prevent you from... The goal over here is what? Not only teshuvah, teshuvah shlema. You want the teshuvah to be complete and accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're engaging or transgressing one of the yesodot that Rabbi Yonah says is really integral in achieving teshuvah shlema, you'll never achieve it. Teshuvato kasha. That's going to exponentially make it more difficult to be chozer b'tshuvah. Im kashalta b'echad mehim, תמיד, חזק ואמץ לשפוך שיח והרבה תפילה ותחנון. דאבן את הקדוש ברוך הוא, if you find it difficult, you know, there's also one of the big parts of תשובה. דאבן for סייעתא דשמיא. Oh, Hashem, we have a ברכה in העמידה, שיבנו, אבינו לתורה, besides for סליחת העוון. We ask Hashem for forgiveness also, but besides for forgiveness, there's a special ברכה in העמידה for what? השיבנו, Hashem, help us, open up our hearts, תשובה. ואזורך היא לקיים כל דברי עיקרי התשובה. ותוסיף לקח בהם מן הדרכים אשר התבארו בשער הרביעי. We're going to talk about that also in the fourth שער. ותמצא חנינה. You know what חנינה is? But there's pardon. You know, like a presidential pardon or whatever. We look for a pardon from הקדוש ברוך הוא. ותינתן לרחמים, and you will be given over to הקדוש ברוך הוא's boundless mercy. אזכיר לך, מאשר דיברו רבותינו בזה. Let's mention something that Chazan spoke about this issue. What are the things, yeah, the Rambam brings this down also in הלכות תשובה, 24 things that prevent a person from doing תשובה. אמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה. The Rif brings it down in מסכת יומא, as does the Rambam in הלכות תשובה. 24 דברים מעכבים את התשובה. There are 24 things that will prevent, not that you can't do tshuva for, but these are things that will prevent you from either doing tshuva at all or from achieving teshuvah shlema. What are these things? Aleph, rechilut. Bet, lashon hara. They're interrelated, but they're two separate things. If a person speaks lashon hara, why is that? The Chafetz Chaim explains. Why are lashon hara and rechilut obstacles to teshuvah? You tell me. Because it's nearly impossible if you spoke lashon hara about one person in your life, okay, that's bad, but it's, you know, reparable.
It spreads around.
But if you're ba'al lashon hara, if you speak lashon hara by rote, you'll be speaking about tons of people, communities, cities, ethnicities. You're going to go ask every single one for mechila, mechila. You don't even know who you spoke about. Which means, and you can't be chozen b'tshuva for that if you don't go ask for mechila. That's one of the biggest detriments of lashon hara, is that it stands before tshuva, because pashut, you can't do it. It's impossible. Yafe, good question. Meaning, a person was ba'al lashon hara for X amount of years. And now he starts learning.
Even one time, he says, "Bukharians X Y Z."
It's over.
It's over forever. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Now that also, like, with the case of Gaza, someone, I don't know who you.
It's a very. The Chafetz Chaim talks about that. That's one of the worst applications of lashon hara. The worst, because whatever community you speak about, or whatever city, or whatever group or denomination of Jews you speak about, there's no way ever that you'll be able, maybe you'll put an ad in the paper or in your demo, something like that. But, you know, with social media is a very powerful tool, you know, today especially, one of the biggest weapons, one of the biggest, we'll call it weapons of mass destruction in Lashon Hara and Rechilut today is social media. You know that? In a matter of milliseconds, a message that, you know, you speak Lashon Hara physically, to verbally speak Lashon Hara, and then it spreads. How long does it take conventional Lashon Hara to spread? It takes a little while for it to spread. What took in the days of yesteryear, days, weeks, months, years to spread, today you can spread millions of times further than that in milliseconds. One text, one WhatsApp, one whatever else they have, boom, and it goes all over the world, and that's something that can never be retracted. Even though you can delete it, somebody else might have copied it and sent it. Words kill. Once a word comes out, it's never coming back. Understand? It's a very, very dangerous thing. It's the amount of churban that, you know, technology can cause in Lashon Hara and Rechilut, and it can mamash destroy a person, kacha, and people jump to conclusions. There was a ma'aseh last week, I don't want to get into too much detail, but something happened in Flatbush, near my yeshiva, in the Mir Yeshiva, about somebody. They said he kidnapped a kid, and they arrested him, because he came out. I don't know if you heard, the story came out, he didn't kidnap anybody. There was a simcha, and there were women there, so he put his hand on the kid's shoulder to walk across, so he didn't have to walk between two women. And they called the cops, they arrested him, it's all over the news. Not to say that's an appropriate thing to do, that's a different story. But he certainly didn't kidnap a kid. This guy was destroyed all over the media. You have what I'm saying? You have to be so careful. So I'm not only talking about Goyish media. I'm talking about Jewish media as well. Jewish, Yanni. Jewish. What is it? Yehudi. Ben Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. How can you destroy him like that? Boom! We pull the trigger. We have triggers in our pockets. You know that? You know what the trigger is? Send. That's a trigger. It's a loaded gun. You can mamash murder a person if you're not careful with the things that you say, text, all these other things. Somebody want to ask something? Yeah,
not only
like, oh, so I didn't answer your question. How you chozer b'tshuva for them? It's very difficult. Now, a person might be discouraged and says, you know what? Chafetz Chaim says in Halacha that I'm not able to be chozer b'tshuva, actually if I use. So it's impossible. So might as well not do tshuva for lashon hara, and might as well keep talking for the rest of my life, no? That's wrong. That's obviously misguided and just twisted. Even if you're not able to achieve tshuva shlema for lashon hara, which you won't, but still do tshuva. Stop. Speak dvarim tovim. Always be melamed zechut. You remember tshuvat ha-mishkal? Speaking, offsetting the avonot that we do with mitzvot and chizukim that we give to other people. So if a person engaged in lashon hara or chilut, What does he do? Be melamed zechut on Am Yisrael. Always look, be Reblev Yitzchak. Reblev Yitzchak? The Hilag Kedushas Levi. Always, it was called Sanegoran Shel Yisrael. Always looking for the, you know, benefit of the doubt in being melamed zechut. There was one time walking, he was the Rav of Berdichev. And one time he was walking, and it was Tisha B'Av. And he saw a Jew on the sidewalk, sitting down, he was eating a sandwich. So he says, Bini, how are you feeling today? You must be, you're eating on Tisha B'Av, you must be sick. Visit a Fosh Nema, feel good, how can I help you? So he says, no, Rebbe, I'm not sick. So he says, so you must have forgotten that today's Tisha B'Av, it's Churban Beit HaMikdash, I'm sure you, he's like, no, Rebbe, I didn't forget, I know full well that today's Tisha B'Av, and I'm feeling perfectly fine, and I'm eating anyway. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak raised his eyes to heaven, and he says, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishtabach Shemo. Even bifnei their Rav, even bifnei Talmidei Chachamim, when he could be ashamed or whatever it is, Am Yisrael will never tell a lie. Yishtabach Shemo. Look how truthful Am Yisrael is. Ah, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. See that? He could, Rasha, Zeh, also, but what? He says, look how truthful Am Yisrael is. Midat HaEmet. It's a big thing. What do you think, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Chas V'Shalom was naive? He wasn't naive. He knew exactly what the guy was doing and what he's all about, whatever. He was a Rav. Aval Ma. Does that make, you think his Limud Zechut, his finding benefits of the doubt for Am Yisrael, you think that was naive or you think that was exaggerations or just like fairy tales, whatever? That's the Emet. Am Yisrael, there's always, even in the deepest, darkest klipot that a person could get into, Am Yisrael, there's a neshama Torah there. There's chelek elo ami ma'al that can never be put out. That's what he was focusing on. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was a Talmud of whom? The Magid. Magid Mezrich. He was a Talmud of Magid Mezrich, along with the Ba'al HaTanya. He was friends with the Ba'al HaTanya. That's why in Chabad, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak is a very common name because Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was a very prominent figure. He wasn't part of Hasidut Chabad, but he was extremely good friends with the first Admor, the Admor HaZaken. Yeah, what do you want to ask?
Regarding Dhamma Chabad,
yeah.
Rabbi said that, you know, he said it, he knew, he didn't know, like, he knew what they were doing, but he still asked, like, you gave him that doubt in speech. Mm-hmm. Is the,
and he meant it too.
Is it necessary to know it or to say it? Like, I can know, but I have to make myself commit myself.
No, you don't have to actually say it. But to know it, it's a mitzvah to find it.
Even though you know it's not true.
Who said it's not true?
Like, let's see one of the four on Shabbat. Like, oh, he must be a Kapsala or something like that.
No. Not that it's... That's like a very superficial Limud Zechut. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak found, look, this is a truthful thing. He's standing in front of his Rav, and he could be ashamed and whatever, and he could have lied, and he really told the truth.
Amen.
To find real things, to find legitimate, authentic Limud Zechut about Am Yisrael. Not that, oh, he's probably Atzala, he probably forgot, his mother's probably a goy, you know. No! To find legitimate Limud Zechut on Am Yisrael. It's a huge thing. If you try, sometimes you really have to try hard. Sometimes you really have to try hard. But if you try, you'll be able to find it. There's not one Jew that you can't find some Limud Zechut about.
Whatever he's like, Gezel. Right? It's like, Hashanah, you can't, also Gezel, let's say. Like,
what, for Tshuva, you mean?
Yeah, Tshuva. He's one of the Tshuva. You don't know who's talking about how much you
can. Yefe, there's an Ramah in Shulchan Aruch that speaks about if a person engaged in Gezel, and eventually, if you know what you stole and who you stole from, you got to give it back. Nothing's going to help you. But let's say a person was such a gazlan or ganav or whatever it is that as time goes by, he just pashut doesn't remember everybody he stole from. He doesn't remember how much he stole. The Ramah writes la'alacha that a person should donate to Tzorki Rabbim, donate to a place, to public benefit fund. For instance, a mikveh. A shtibol. Why do I say shtibol? Because a shtibol is a place where many Jews just go in and out of. Bridges, streets, some meaning, la'avdil ben kodesh l'chol. But the point is, you donate to these public projects in hopes that what? Eventually, he'll come and benefit from it, and even in that small way, you'll be able to pay back a little bit. But that shouldn't, even if a person doesn't, let's say a person's mamash broke and he stole, so does that, should prevent him from doing tshuva at all? No, ma pitom. Do the best tshuva that you can, even if it's not complete. That's also yetzer hara. That if you can't, again, it's not only about tshuva, about everything. If you can't be the best, if you can't do complete, if it's not perfect, then don't do it at all. I remember a little bit more than 3 years ago at the Siyum HaShas. Anybody who was zochet to be there? I was zochet to be there, January 1st, 2020, right before COVID broke out. I remember being in, I mean, there was in a few places. I was in MetLife. It was freezing. Mamash. Freezing. I got frostbitten. It was a whole thing. But I remember, of all of the speakers, there were excellent, beautiful drashot at the Siyum HaShas. But something that sticks out in my mind the most was a line that Rav Yisachar Friend, the Rishiv of Neri Yisrael, said. He happens to be a prolific speaker, a wonderful, you know, speaks wonderfully. So he said over there, even for people that had started in the past and stopped, or even people now, even if you're not going to start now and you're going to have, you know, now we're in Masechet Nazir. So he said, oh, wait a minute, I lost half a shas already. What, should I start now? So it's not, it's, he says, don't let the perfect become the enemy of the good. Understand? Matashuan.
Rabbi Shah Shalanta, who either way, I'm asking that, I shouldn't necessarily, like, don't, the other guy doesn't, you repeat whatever bad thing he said.
Depends on the circumstance, but yeah. If it's going to hurt him more now by saying what you did to him, than just saying in general. Okay.
So it's not necessarily based on trying to make it personal, but rather just on
how he's going to react.
I was going to ask...
Because the point of tshuva, the point of being mefayes, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, is to be marbe shalom. If your tshuva process causes him to suffer, who says you're allowed to do your tshuva on his account of his pain? That says it's a musr, it's a halachavart, but it's a musr dikavart that brings about the halacha. Let's continue. Uba al chema, person who's angry. If a person's always angry, it's also an impediment to tshuva. Uba al machshava ra'a, person who thinks thoughts that are inappropriate. Why? He's never going to be chozer b'tshuva for that. Why? He's going to think, I didn't do anything. The Rambam writes the same. I didn't touch anyone. I didn't do any physical isur. But little does he know that Chazal tell us, hirhure avera, kashin me avera, that thoughts of sin are even worse, because in your thoughts, in actions, you're limited by what's in front of you. Your thoughts, sky's the limit. So over there, you can do much more spiritual harm with thoughts than even with actions. There's a whole pirik about that in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Rabbeinu Chaim Mevalozhin. He explains how in Judaism, even though it doesn't seem like that, like in the modern world, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's complete and utter shtuyot in Judaism. Words, thoughts, sometimes can be even worse than actions. Hala. V'amitchaber la-rasha, a person who sticks to a rasha, that's obviously an impediment to tshuva. V'aragil b'su'udah. Now, v'aragil b'su'udah, you remember what I told you last time? What do you say? No, by sneezing. Yishu'at ha-kiviti Adonai. And what do you tell the person? You say asuta, either you say asuta, or refuah v'chaim, some say whatever it is. Asuta in Aramaic means health. It means refuah. Which one comes first? Yeah. 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 Hala. V'mitchabel l'rasha. V'ragil b'su'uda she'ena mespeket le'ba'aleha. A person, you know, sometimes snoring food. Everyone does it. They have to be very careful not to snore food from people. You know, snoring means to ask for food from somebody else. Like snack or whatever it is. It's fine as long as the person has enough to eat. If a person doesn't have, his meal is not enough for him and you take food from him, that's a subcategory of gezen. You have to be very careful from that. And even if he doesn't care, you're not allowed to take food.
The opposite,
then it's mutar. But you really shouldn't take from there either. Yeah? Unless you know, sometimes you trade, you give him from yours. That's, if you're eating together and you give him some yours and you take some of his, that's okay. Usually it's not so, because Baruch Hashem, there's an abundance of food. We're not talking about, but if you see a person mamash has a limited portion and he can't afford it, then it's a baya. And he says, Hala, v'amistakel ba'arayot parminan, v'acholek im aganav, a person who splits the pot with a ganav. Why? You're thinking to yourself, I didn't steal anything, but what are you doing?
You're benefiting from a stolen
not only benefiting, you're enabling. You're enabling him to steal more because now he sees that it's profitable. Ve'omer ichtav yashuv. Person who says, I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva. Ay, ay, ay. Chas v'shalom, why? V'chen amru b'mishnah, ha'omer ichtav yashuv, en maspikin b'yado la'asu tshuva. It's not that it's not tshuva abol, but in Shamayim they don't help you do it. Yeah.
If a person knows that
in
terms
of Yeshua,
they
serve. Yeah.
If a person doesn't Yeshua,
they
don't know
Tshuva
exists, so...
Yeah, it's different than saying, it's fine, don't worry about it. I'll do the sin, we'll do Tshuva later. Everybody knows Tshuva exists in their subconscious. When a person's doing the Avera, and he kind of lightens the load of the Avera by saying, don't worry, I'll take care of it with Tshuva, he loses the Zechut min HaShamayim, the Si'ata Dishmaya, to help him do Tshuva. Now he's all on his own.
You
can always do tshuva, but the si'ata dishmaya that you lose. Shamayim says you're taking advantage of a kadosh baruch hu's chesed. You're saying I'm going to do the avera because I'll just fix it with tshuva later. Bar minam. That's taking advantage. Lo osim kach. Hala. Another one. Echtav yom kippurim mechaper. He says tshuva. Same idea. Yeah, don't worry. I'll take care of it on yom kippur. En yom kippurim mechaper. Yom kippurim is not mechaper though. Without serious teshuvah afterwards.
What does that mean?
If you're doing an avera and you're saying, don't worry, Yom Kippur will take care of it, Yom Kippur doesn't take care of it.
Unless someone has teshuvah.
And really repents for that. Now, v'amitkabed klon chavero bar minan. Sometimes something happens to our friend. A downfall, an unfortunate thing, or we play a joke, whatever it is. Something bad happens to our friend, and we derive benefit or pleasure or kavod from it. It's a terrible thing. En lo chelek la'olam haba. If something had, not only do you not feel bad for him, do you not mishtatif b'tzaro, but you actually, you know, prop yourself up, you lift yourself up based on an unfortunate event that happens to a fellow Jew. Zeh en lo chelek la'olam haba. Yeah.
What if you see someone like, sure.
Yeah.
And
sometimes it's a nervous reaction. Sometimes you don't mean to laugh. Many times in psychology, just like crying or shaking, you know, when a person's afraid, different people have different reactions. Faster heart rate, pulse racing, trembling, stuff like that. Crying, laughing, those are all nervous reactions. So some people respond to nervousness as laughing. If it's like that, besed, you know what I'm saying? You should. But if it's really, you know, then you actually cause yourself to laugh and you make a joke out of it, whatever, that's mitkabed b'klon chavero. Yeah.
I've heard also about, this is like on a very high level. Yeah. It's like playing like a basketball game with your friend.
Yeah.
And like when he misses and he loses, like now you're happy because you beat him.
Yeah.
Like, would that be considered like a problem, an issue? Because now like, you lost and
it's a game. If the guy mamish missed a shot in front of everybody and it was his lucky shot and he missed it, and because of that, he lost the season and whatever, and you're laughing about it and you're happy about it. Just, you're happy that you won the game. You're not happy that he lost. You're happy that you won. That's not mitzkabed. Yeah? Hala? It's already time for shir, so maybe we'll finish up Bezat Hashem next time. Thank you all for coming. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom Vorach. And I'll see you next week, Bezat Hashem. Kol tov.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yes, sir.